a very useful K-State Research and Extension publication, now has even more information. Hello, this is Josh Coltrane, Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent in the Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. For many years, the Agronomy, Entomology, and Plant Pathology Extension Groups co-authored a Wheat Disease and Insect Ratings publication. However, that publication has now been upgraded to include other important agronomic characteristics as well. This week we will hear from Romulo Lolato, K-State Research and Extension Wheat Specialist, as he discusses these improvements. Dr. Lolato begins by briefly talking about some of the agronomic traits that are now included.
Historically, K-State has produced this report on a yearly basis, and historically looking at disease ratings and insect ratings. Starting last year, we updated that and we added some agronomic characteristics as well. So in addition to those insects and disease ratings, now producers also have access to some agronomic characteristics such as variety maturity, variety straw strength. So producers have that resource now not only to look at diseases and insects, but also some of the other things that they need to fit within their growing system.
Next, Romulo talks specifically about straw strength, which, with producers who are intensively managing their wheat, can be a very important consideration.
One of the things is the straw strength, so we do have that information out. Producers are constantly asking me about growth regulators, and those help in reducing lodging. And the results are pretty variable, but choosing a variety with a good straw strength, that's the first step. So if you have a field that is a very high fertility bottom ground and you generally have lodging concerns, definitely make good use of that information that we're putting out and choose a variety with a good straw strength.
Finally, Dr. Lolato discusses how important relative maturity rankings can be in selecting wheat varieties.
Another important characteristic, and maybe even more important, would be drought tolerance as well, right? Especially as we head west, we have some ratings on drought tolerance for those varieties based on both observations along the years, but also taking a look at some of the yield data and how these varieties are performing on those very low yielding years. Another thing that we have on the agronomics that I would definitely, probably my third one that I would suggest would be variety maturity. Generally, I like to say the producers should spread their risk. So not planting everything to an early maturity wheat that is going to be more exposed to a spring freeze. Not plant everything to a late maturing wheat that's going to be more exposed to heat late in the growing season. So maybe part of the acres to an early maturing wheat, part of a medium maturing wheat, and part to a medium late maturing wheat to spread the risk in the farm.
That was K-State Research and Extension Wheat Specialist Romulo Lolato discussing the new information available in the Wheat Variety Disease and Insect Ratings publication. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at the office at 620-724-8233 or email me at jcoltrane@ksu.edu. And don't forget to check out the district website at www.wildcatdistrict.ksu.edu. For the Wildcat Extension District, this has been Josh Coltrane with your K-State Research and Extension Report.